Today is a very special celebration in a sense. The Christians all around the world embarked into not only a new season, but a very powerful season. And our eyes look to a different direction, particularly a time of self-examination. There are many different times and reasons why we praise God, and you know, most of the time we praise God because of material blessings and the blessings we receive. And we know that that is undeserved. But we praise Him even more for His love, mercy, and compassion that at times it is taken for granted. We praise and honor God for the cross of Christ. It is easy for me, this time I'm going to talk about myself. It is easy for me to be, in my humanity rather, it is very easy for me to be absorbed in everyday life and experience. If I get down to the brass tacks, to the truth and reality like any human, I can easily focus on the externals. Name brand clothing, the size of the house, car, bank account. Anything that points to human success, self-aggrandizement, fame, and power. I quickly forget my Maker and my Redeemer, replacing Jesus with things and human ambitions. Lent is a season to get me back on the right track. Lent calls me back to the basics and what matters most to our walk as Christians. I am to put to death the sin and the indifference in my heart toward God and toward my fellow humans. Lent beckons me to enter once again into the joy of the Lord. But before, it takes a contrite heart. It takes asking God to renew my heart. It brings me back to what faith is all about, walking with Christ is all about. The constant dying to sin, the striving to live a new life in Christ, and the failures that I encounter in life. I don't want to sound too gloomy, but we all fall, and I'm thankful that God strengthens us to get up again. As someone said, it's not how many times we fall, but how many times and how fast we get up. And it's only through God's strength and mercy that is possible. In creation, God first created man from the dust of the ground. And then He breathed into him the breath of life. And only then did Adam become a living being. Today, during the imposition of ashes on our forehead, I am reminded that I come from dust, and to dust I shall return. There's no easy way around it. That is the very truth. I am put to remembrance of my humanity, my sinfulness, and my alienation from God. It brings me to remembrance my human struggle with broken relationships, my participation in the rest of mankind in insisting my own way and pretending to know the way. And the irony is, the closest people in your life are the ones we hurt, and they are the ones that do hurt us, and that is because of human frailty, and that results to broken relationships, and that we are brought to attention, to our attention rather, in this season of Lent, and that we turn to God for help to mend those broken relationships. Every Ash Wednesday, I have to be honest and face up to the fact that I fall into the phoniness of my Christian walk, the desire to be seen by others. As we will hear today, the liturgy calls us to make a decision, to respond to the call, and embark into a way of repentance. Any reminder of our weakness, of our humanity, is nothing else but to point to God's love, God's mercy, and God's forgiveness. From Psalm chapter 51, of which we will read in a moment, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me again the joy of your saving help and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. The psalm also says, the sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite, repentant heart. O God, you will not despise. The children of Israel thought that it was through animal sacrifices that they appeased God or they brought delight to God. But here it leads us to a deeper understanding of what really brings delight to God. He said, what is the sacrifice that I'm asking for? It is a broken and contrite, penitent heart. And for that to happen, it takes honesty, it takes humility. And to the point that sometimes we don't feel like we deserve to come into the presence of the Lord because God is a holy God. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 to 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. And I said, woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of unclean lips, or people rather of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. Isaiah saw a vision of God. And because he realized the holiness of God, then came also a personal realization that he was a person who was a sinner and in the midst of a people of unclean lips. The true sense of our sinfulness, from Patrick Verdun, he said, the true sense of our sinfulness does not come from measuring the distance between our own conduct and the grandeur of the moral law. Oftentimes, righteousness and holiness can be attributed humanly to fulfilling the laws, but really that's not what the Bible is saying. From what Patrick Verdun said, he said, oh no, it is rather in the overwhelming presence of the Holy One himself that we sinners know how utterly sinful we are. In the same way that Isaiah saw how holy God was, then he realized how unholy he was. Job argued with God chapter after chapter that he was a just man and what he was going through was undeserved. Job, who now finds himself standing naked, not physically, in the presence of the Holy One, and suddenly Job realized and altered his mind, changed his mind. He realized that he was not really that innocent man that he claimed to be. Never again can he point to some alleged purity of his conscience. The pretense is over for Job. Job must simply repent. And Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, and now my eyes see you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. The overwhelming holiness of God is the source of profound repentance. It is related to the coming of the Holy Spirit, for it is our pride and sinfulness that grieve and impede the operation of God's sanctifying Spirit. Yes, there are times that, you know, the Scripture tells us that we are a friend of Jesus, that we can barge into the presence of God, but it has to be balanced also with the respect that we have for God, that truly, without God's help, that holiness cannot be attained, that holiness is God's attribute, that holiness is a gift from God. It's not something that we can achieve because of we follow laws and achieving some degree of good moral behavior. That's not what the Bible teaches us about holiness. And so I know that this is the day that I feel sometimes very unworthy to stand before the presence of God and even celebrate the Eucharist, because I am reminded of who I am truly. But there is no reason to be hopeless, because God delights in those who humble himself. We are all called to look into our own heart and let the Spirit of God examine us through and through. And what needs to be done, let us do it, because it's for the betterment. It's a blessing from God. So my brothers and sisters, as we embark into this season of Holy Lent, as there's a saying, as we bow down, we become taller. But it takes a lot of humility. It takes getting rid of our pride, my brothers and sisters. And today, though we might feel unworthy, but God, the Holy God, invites us to come into his presence, that he might shower us with his forgiveness as we cast ourselves into his mercy.